This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. None being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. We will begin. On that list is Mr. Mayle, K4XMR from Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, out of Traveler's Rest. 4ZEW from Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Bob, KI4LJG, out of Greensboro. Next, we'd like to welcome Kurt, KO4RMM, from Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, from Table Rock. Next on the list is Leroy, KA5WLL, from Taylor's. Next, we'd like to welcome Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome Gus, AA4GH, in Ponte Gorda, Florida. Next, we'd like to welcome Danny, KQ4NHB, out of Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Don, W4DF, out of Inman. Next, we'd like to welcome Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. Then we'd like to welcome Tony, N4ASW, and he brings along Miss Kimberly, KQ4JSK, out of Asheville. I'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM, out of Inman. And next on that list is Pat, K4OSH, out of Malden. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And with that, we've got EchoLink stations waiting, so we'll get our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. John, good to hear you tonight, and I got you down for some comments, so I'll be back around as soon as I get done with the check-ins. And with that, we're going to move on up to our RF check-ins, and tonight being Monday night, we'll start with Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX. Well, maybe that group fell asleep. We'll come back around to them in a big group. And we'll move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
Check in with India, Oscar.
All right, we'd like to welcome James, KK4JFO, down there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And James, good to hear you tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, over there in Fletcher. And Sid, if you can hear me, you're in and out of the repeater. I was able to recognize your voice and get most of your call sign. So just letting you know. And with that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
For HKX, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. Stay warm. 7-3.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and to make the home down in Greer. Larry, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. That pause. We'll move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX.
Roll. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Juliet Whiskey, KQ4OJW. Daniel in Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight. 73's dollars.
4HKX. This is Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec. Eddie Simpsonville. I'll be hanging around the roll calls all the way in, over.
KF4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Let's welcome this fine group in. And first on that list is KQ4OJW. That is Daniel down in Seneca. Daniel, good to hear you. Then we'd like to welcome our resident elder, Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ, down in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brought along Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they make their home down in Piedmont. And Lorena, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, ma'am. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, down there in Simpsonville. Lloyd, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by. And with that, we're going to pause right here. We've got another Echo Link station up, so we're going to jump over there. And Echo Link stations only, Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, hello, Patrick. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. No traffic in their RAQ.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Stephen, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, and I hope you and Miss Jennifer have a good evening. With that, we will go back over to our RF, and we will try Mike through Papa one more time. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
Please sign in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra. This is Robert Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
I would like to welcome Mr. Robert, KQ4OAS, down in Piedmont. And Robert, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by, sir. Do appreciate that. And with that, we'll move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
Mr. Patrick, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Patrick. All on the net. Thanks for calling the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
04HKX. Phoned in, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Evening, Chris.
I think I had a little bit of doubling there with Tom, so if you don't hear your call sign, please come back to me. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice had a wonderful day. And thank you for stopping by, sir. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you. Thank you for coming by and checking in with me. And need to get by and visit with you again. Haven't been. So with that, we've got another EchoLink station up, so we'll jump over there and see if they want to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. Please check in. Kilo India 4. Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI4. KCX. The kitchen is Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
I would like to welcome Mr. Jerry, KI4KCX, down there in Gray Court. Jerry, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. Back over on our RF, Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. November 4, Romeo, Lima, Foxtrot. N4RLF, this is Roger in Seneca, OB negative and negative.
I would like to welcome Mr. Roger, N4RLF, down there in Seneca. Roger, good to hear you. Thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. Pause. We'll assume we got them for that pass, and we'll move on up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
KX. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
HKX. Patrick. Please check in Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Quebec Alpha. This is Duncan in Easley. I'll be listening in, but I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everyone on the net.
Pause here. We'll welcome in KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim down there in Berea. Jim, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan, KB8YQA, down in Easley. Duncan, thank you for stopping by, sir. Do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That pause. We'll move on up to the patient group tonight, the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
HKX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
All right, we'd like to welcome this fine group. First, there's Dave, KB2BYQ. Make sure I say that right, KB2BYQ, down there in Easley. And Dave, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by, sir. Next, we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY. And they make their home down in Easley. And Gary, I'll be back around to you after Mr. John and get you for some comments. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for that pass, and we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. To Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. Stay warm tonight, Patrick. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
4 HKX.
Patrick, in the net. Please check in KD4IOX, Leon, Hendersonville. And I'll be negative and negative. And also check in my lovely wife, Wendy, KE4DXJ. Wendy, also Hendersonville. And 73 to everybody on the net.
HKX. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson, in Greenville and out to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome this fine group, and the first runner is Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, over in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir, and you stay warm over there also. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, KD4IOX, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, up here in Hendersonville. Leon, hope you had a safe trip coming home today, and it was uneventful, unlike mine Sunday. So, with that, we'd like to welcome Mr. Nelson, KO4GUN, out of Greenville, en route to Spartanburg. Nelson, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. With that, we've got an EchoLink station, so we're going to pause and get our EchoLink station. EchoLink station only. EchoLink station only. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, W4DJW. That is our net control manager, and he's down there in Greer. Dave, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you stopping in and keeping us all straight here tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on that shiny stump tonight is Mr. John, KN4RJN. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is KN4RJN. Evening, Patrick. Let me tell you what's going on in the sky here real quick. The sun's kicking up its heels again, and over the next 3 days, we've got about a 40% chance of a radio blackout, mild to moderate radio blackout. Anything greater than that, there's only about a 5% chance. So there have been no reports of any radio blackout in the past 24 hours. However, there was one late last night, but we were on the dark side, so it didn't affect us. But there is some there is some activity on the sun that's heading this way and might mess with your radio a little bit over the next 3 days. Meteor showers coming up in April. Well, the March meteor shower, the Gamma Normans, is still going on. It peaked actually a few days ago on the 14th. But it will still be pumping out things up to about the 28th of March. So if you go out in the early morning hours and look to the east, southeast and southwest, you might catch one. The Lyrids coming up in April will peak on April 22nd. It'll actually be active from the 14th to the 30th, but it'll peak on the 22nd. Go out sometime after midnight. The moon will be full, but should be fairly low in the sky. The zenith hourly rate on that is about 18, which is a little better than what the last meteor shower was. They're fairly bright and of medium speed, and give it a shot and see what you can catch. In the meantime, Tuesday, March 19th is the March equinox when the sun's path crosses the Earth's equator, and it is the first day of spring, which will occur at 11:06 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. and we'll have equal amounts of daylight and darkness. And after that, the days start getting shorter. But in any event, what else is happening in the skies right now? Jupiter is still up. Orion is up, but coming down. The moon will be full here in about 10 or so days. And of course the eclipse, the solar eclipse occurring April 8th. It will now, you will not be in the path of totality down here in Atlanta. It will run from coming out of Mexico up through Texas and headed up towards New England. Will be the path of totality, but most of the United States will see at least partial eclipse. So, things to watch for. If you have your solar glasses or don't have your solar glasses, you can get those on Amazon or any. The repeater just cut me off. This is when the repeater got me. But check on, if you buy solar glasses, make sure they have a logo on them somewhere that says ISO certified. Those are the safe ones. There's a lot of different places that are selling them that are not necessarily ISO certified. Those are a little risky. Make sure it has the ISO logo on it. Other than that, Patrick, what's going on in your world?
Just living life, and wife and I celebrated our 28th wedding anniversary this past weekend, so we went out of town for that and spent some time with some friends and went to a ham fest and then just lollygagged around and enjoyed the weekend. And I was going to ask about the solar eclipse coming up. I've been hearing a lot about it. Something was going on with EchoLink and interfering with you, so I didn't catch all of what you said. I'll have to ask you to repeat when the solar eclipse was coming. Again, I didn't catch that part of it.
It will occur on April 8th. If you go to my QRZ page, there is a link there to a interactive map. You can zoom in on the map and you can see just how much of the solar eclipse that you can see at your location. You can see where the path of totality is. It will tell you when it starts and when it ends and how much of the eclipse you will see. But that's on my QRZ page. Go to that page, and there's a link on there for the solar eclipse. And again, that is on April 8th. Copy?
April the 8th. I'll have to keep that in mind, and I'll have to go to your QRZ page and check that out again. You have had some pretty neat stuff on there, pretty interesting last time I was over there. So I think that was last month when we spoke, went over there and checked that out. Found it pretty interesting. But another question, when you say radio blackout, is that like a total blackout or just some heavy interference?
This is KN4RJN. A mild or moderate blackout lasts for, you know, a few minutes to maybe 10, 20 minutes, depending on atmospheric conditions and that sort of thing. But basically what you'll get is static. You won't hear anything. You won't be able to talk to anybody. Now, that's, you know, intermittent. But, and like I said, there was, 40% chance, I think, or 45 something. Let me go back over here. 40% chance over the next 3 days for a mild to moderate. Mild is a few minutes. Moderate might last an hour. Anything greater than that, and it starts getting really, dropping out. If, again, you go to my QRZ page and click on the link to Space Weather Woman, and she does a little podcast every week and goes through and specifically talks, you know, what's happening with the sun, but she also specifically talks about the radio conditions and addresses ham radio operators. You might want to check that out. Watch her podcast and keep an eye on that. And she gets pretty technical in her talk, but she's fairly easy to follow, and she will tell you about that sort of thing. So and she has a little graphic that shows the radio when a radio blackout occurs somewhere on the Earth, and it only affects the sunlit side. So if it's nighttime, you're not gonna have a problem. But she has a little graphic that shows all the radio contacts in a particular area, and then all of a sudden they just drop off, and like nobody's talking, or at least nobody's able to talk. So and then after a while it'll clear up. So a mild to moderate won't last very long. Anything more than that, severe to heavy to the worst of them, can actually screw up airplane communications, ship communications, radio transmissions. It can be severe when it hits, but we haven't had a severe one of those in a while. So mild to moderate is nothing serious. It might screw you up for a few minutes or maybe an hour or so, and it'll be just static. The air waves are flooded with radio waves from the sun. Copy?
For HKX. I got that one, John. That's good information. And there again, I'll have to go check her out. I think she's come up in my feed a couple of times, and I've watched some of it now that you mention it. But I'll have to check her out again and see if I can't educate myself a little bit about what's going on. Seems pretty interesting. Just one of those things just never really got onto it, but moving around a little bit in this hobby and learning to see what piques my interest, and so I might have to check that one out.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, she's an interesting it does some interesting podcasts and makes little predictions and whatnot. And this particular solar eclipse, a lot of the scientists are really excited about it because we're reaching a solar maximum when flares and coronal mass ejections and all that kind of stuff happen. And with the eclipse, the moon's a little bit closer, so it will be a total eclipse. It'll completely block out the sun's photosphere. And there is a possibility that people can actually see, if one occurs, a coronal mass ejection or a solar flare, because ordinarily you couldn't see it because you can't look at the sun, but you could see it coming, popping out from behind the black disk, and it's possible to grab a picture of that. So you can order some from Amazon. They've got these little cards that you can hold in front of your cell phone, take pictures of the solar eclipse without frying your phone. You can't look through them because they're not designed for that, but they will protect your phone. You can take a shot of the solar eclipse. So you might want to look and see about getting one of those here before too much longer, and get some pictures of the solar eclipse, and you might get lucky and catch a coronal mass ejection or a solar flare. Over.
Look into that. That would definitely be interesting. I know we're not in the path of the total totality, but would definitely be worth watching. So have to see if I can't get me one of those lenses for my phone and some of the glasses.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, they're not that expensive. A few bucks. You can get. I bought a pack of 10 to take with me up to Indiana because most of my family is coming in for it. So I got enough glasses to pass around to everybody, and got a pack of 5 of those cell phone cards to hold in front of it. And I'm taking my telescope up. But yeah, check out Amazon or any number of other places. I get most of my stuff at Amazon. Most everybody else does too. But they've got solar glasses. They've got the little cards for your cell phone, and enjoy.
Well, John, I definitely appreciate the information. It's interesting as always, and I have to do some research on that and get me some of those glasses and those cards for my phone so I can take some pictures of it. That would be neat to get something like that, because it's not like that's an everyday thing. So definitely have to check that out. Is there anything else was on your mind this evening?
This is KN4RJN. No, sir. It's just that the next solar eclipse that crosses the United States won't be until like 2035. So this is your chance. if you're not ready for it, check out the map and see when it occurs here. See what time it occurs here, and all the times are listed in UTC. So you have to we're on UTC -5 right now, I think. So check out the map. Get yourself some glasses and whatever else you need, and because this ain't going to happen again for a long time. But that's all I've got, Patrick, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here. You have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Thanks for coming by and educating us on the solar eclipse coming up and all the things going on in the solar system. There, like I say, you've got my interest up, so I'm going to have to do a little research on it. I do appreciate you stopping by and educating us, though. And with that, have I missed anyone for check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, thank you for calling the net tonight. Hope you and Miss Elise are well, and happy anniversary if I forgot to tell you. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm in Greenville. I'll be mobile after a while. No traffic, no table.
I would like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK, mobile down there in Greenville. And Shane, you be careful out there tonight. That wind was brutal today. I don't know if it still is out there right now, but it was definitely interesting today at times. And, yeah, I feel sorry for my wife. She's had to put up with me for, married to me for 28 years, and we've been together for 31 altogether, so some woman.
Every day. She's a good woman. No, we'll talk to you later. Yeah, I think the wind's dying down now. It's still blowing a little bit, but not like it was earlier. N4ZLK, 73.
You be careful out there tonight. Good to hear from you. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. NW4CWS. That's Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. Colon in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Colon, W4CWF, over Mill Springs, North Carolina. And Colon, good to hear you tonight. Sounding good in here. Do appreciate you stopping by. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. We'll pause here and we'll try again after Mr. Gary. KI4DOS, please call KO4HKX.
KX in the net, KI4DOS. It works better if you get the right microphone, Patrick.
Depends the hell. I was wondering if you'd stepped away there for a minute. But it does help if you get the right microphone.
But let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't have a 6 right here in front of me. Sometimes I pick up the wrong mic. I have transmitted on the wrong radio, doing stuff like that. But, that's the nature of the beast. I got too many toys, I guess.
Well, nothing wrong with that. It's just a little more chaos. I mean, that, what's one more, right?
That's right. Well, I'm talking about right in front of me. Now, if I turn around and look, I got probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more on another table of our bench over there. So I got them all around me. I don't feel lonesome at all with all my radios and microphones around. But we've had a good day over here today. Beautiful day out there today. A little breezy and a little cooler than it has been, but they say it's supposed to be cooler still tomorrow, so we'll have to wait and see what that's going to bring. But maybe I still think we'll probably get another cold snap after Easter, since it's coming so early this year. But I don't think this is the last cold snap we're going to have. But I have been wrong in the past.
Yeah, I don't think you were done with cold snaps. It's supposed to be down in the low 20s up here tonight, so everybody will be bundled up in the morning like it's wintertime all over again.
About that, man. It's supposed to get down below freezing here tonight. It's between midnight and 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, I think, is what they said. The last report I saw on the news channel. But here at the house, it's down 42 degrees already. And it hadn't been that low in several days now. So, I don't care. As long as I can stay in the house and stay halfway warm, I'm good to go. But I hate it for, a lot of these folks that have got, jump on spring planting and their flower beds and things such as that. I hate to see those get messed up because of the weather. But that's the nature of the beast in this part of the world. Our weather seems to be a little strange, especially around spring and fall. Sometimes in the fall it gets a little cooler than we would like for it to be. And sometimes in the spring it stays a little cooler than we want it to. So all in all, we got pretty decent weather around here.
HKX and the 2 meter Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Yeah, Gary, all in all, we've got really good weather around here. Today was just absolutely gorgeous. Like you say, the wind had a little bit of bite to it and a little seat of your britches while you're driving a little bit today with that big old sail that I'm driving. Smack you in the side and try to push you in the other lane. You just got to pay attention and slow down a little bit. And but other than that, it was a beautiful day.
I'm not complaining a bit about today. It was a beautiful day. Went out for lunch today, and then when I got back home, I went outside for a little bit and did a few things outside, and just enjoyed myself all over the place. Thought about getting my tiller out and working on the garden. I said, no, I'm going to let that wait a day or two and let the ground dry up a little bit. We had a good bit of rain weekend, and I figured we'd let it dry a little bit and that way I won't have to worry about it. But if I get it done before the sun starts baking on the ground, it won't be quite so hard. I got a lot of this old red clay around my house, and it gets the moisture out of it. It gets to be like concrete. But I'm planning on trying to have a little garden this year. I want to go get some more mushroom compost to put on the garden and a few other amenities that I want to put on it and till it in and get it all ready before the planting time comes. But I've still got a little ways to go before I plant, so I'm in pretty good shape as far as that goes. But other than that, Patrick, like I said, I hadn't done anything much today. I peddled around a little bit outside and enjoyed myself while I was doing it. Went out and fed the dogs this evening, and of course they were all happy and jumping around and that sort of thing. Had to make them mind, make them sit still so I can get out the back door to feed them, which is a chore sometimes. But they did today. Well, the baby, the youngest one, is getting to where she's pretty well knows what's coming next. And she's getting to where she'll go out and sit down and won't jump around, try to knock me down, which is a good thing. But, as they get older, when they're puppies like that, you try to make them behave. But sometimes you have to grin and bear it a little bit because they are babies. But other than that, Patrick, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a real good net going. Appreciate you calling it again tonight for us. Got to hear you two nights in a row, so it won't be long. You'll get to hear me twice in a week. that'll be next week, so I'm looking forward to that. You and Miss Elise have a great evening. Y'all take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73 there, young man. KO4HKX in the net. KI4DOS.
Good to talk to you this evening, and you make sure to tell Miss Joy, Elise, and I said hello, and look forward to seeing what that garden can produce and what you can get out of it. I look forward to hearing about that. May try to plant me a couple little things up here this year myself. Hadn't done it in a while, but I may try it this year. But I do appreciate you stopping by and hanging out for a few minutes. And with that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. KF4NXY, David. And my wife, Ray. AF4SX. Down here in southern Greenville County, between Possum Kingdom and Buzzard's Roost. I hope everybody's having a good evening. Check us in and out, please.
We'd like to welcome Mr. David, KF4NXY, and he brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX, and they're down there in southern Greenville County. And David, you made number 50 tonight, so I appreciate you coming along and bringing Miss Marie with you and pushing me over that mark. And thank you for stopping by and checking in. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. All right. Well, make sure you come by tomorrow night, and Ariel will be calling the net. And give him a good dose of rider's cramp and check in with him tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. I know he would love to have you check in with him. So give me just a moment and I will send my net report. KO4HKX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to all.